wedding.
Okay, good evening. We're learning tonight Ramban and Parshas Nitzavim. We mentioned last night we were going through the Perek Lamed, where it describes how after all of these brachos and klalos befall the Jewish people, so the Pasuk tells us, V'shavta, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis, V'shavta, Ad Hashem Elokecha V'shamata B'kolo, you shall return to Hashem your God, you will listen to His voice. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after this act of tshuva that will take place by the Jewish people, will bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, will gather us in from all the four corners of the earth. We have the pasuk that the Ramban spent some time on last night. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to circumcise your heart. And the Ramban spoke about what that meant. Again, his understanding that that means the removal of the Yetzer Hara. And a very, very beautiful series of psukim that describe, that culminate with pasuk Yud. Ki sishma b'shkol Hashem Elokecha, you will listen to the voice of Hashem your God. Lishmar mitzvosav v'chukosav haksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh, to guard his mitzvos, his statutes, everything that's written in the Sefer Torah. Ki sashuv el Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, you will return to Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul. And then a new paragraph begins, and the Torah shares the following psukim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, for this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, that I command you today, lo niflesim imcha, it's not something which is more wondrous than you're able to do, v'lo rechoko hi, it's not far off, lo v'ashomayim hi, it's not in the heavens, leimor miyale lono ha-shomayim avi kocheho lono, such that you should say, who will go up to the heavens and take it for us, v'yashmienu osav in asena, he will let us hear it and we will perform it. V'lo me'ever la'yom hi, this mitzvah is not on the other side of the sea. Leimor is such that we should say, Miyavar lanu elever hayom yikocheha lanu, who will go over, who will traverse the sea and take it for us? V'yashmienu osav in asena, teach it to us such that we should do it. No, it's not so far away from you, this mitzvah. It's not in the heavens, it's not across the sea. Ki karov eilecha adover ma'od, this thing is very, very close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha la'soso, it's in your mouth and in your heart that you're able to perform it. What is the mitzvah which is referenced here in the pasuk? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. So the Ramban first quotes, v'tam ki ha-mitzvah hazos, al kol ha-Torah kula. One way of understanding this mitzvah is a reference to the Torah in its entirety. That seems to be, although the Ramban doesn't quote Rashi, that seems to be the way Rashi understands these psukim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos refers to Torah. Rashi says, lo v'ashamayim hi she'ilu ha'iso v'ashamayim, were it to be in heaven, ha'yisod tzarech la'los acharehu l'lamda, you would have to go up to the heavens and learn it. So learn it implies that we're talking about the Torah. But rather, ki karav eilecha hadavar ma'od, Rashi writes, ha-Torah nitno lechem b'ksav u'ba'al peh, the Torah was given to you both in writing and orally. So again, that Rashi seems to imply that ha-mitzvah hazos refers to the Torah as a whole. Again, without quoting Rashi, the Ramban quotes such an explanation. V'hanochon, it would seem, however, says the Ramban, that that's not necessarily the pshat, the simple way of reading the psukim. Ki al kol ha-Torah yomar kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Whenever the Torah wants to describe the Torah in its entirety, and it wants to use the word mitzvah, it talks about kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mitzvah. The entire mitzvah is a way of the Torah saying the Torah in its entirety. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, in contrast, when the Torah says this mitzvah, it sounds like we're not talking about the Torah in its entirety, we're talking about a specific portion of Torah or a specific mitzvah. So in other words, the Ramban is saying the simple pshat does not seem to support that understanding that we're talking about the entire Torah. So rather, what are we talking about over here? Avol ha-mitzvah hazos ala tshuva haniskeres. This mitzvah, says the Ramban, refers to the mitzvah of doing tshuva. So why the mitzvah of doing tshuva? Because, says the Ramban, because that's what the entire last paragraph was talking about. As the psukim said there, v'hashevoso elevavecha, back in Pasuk Aleph, it said that you will reflect in your heart about how you should come back to Hashem. And then in Pasuk Beis, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, you will return to Hashem. Mitzaveh sheyitzaveh osanu la'asos kein. So even though one could read the Pasuk Beis, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, as being just a description of what Klal Yisrael will do, you will return to Hashem your God, says the Ramban, a chiddush, that the Pasuk is not only predicting what Klal Yisrael will do, but it's also commanding what Klal Yisrael need to do. V'shavta, the truth is the Hebrew could be read either way. The Hebrew could be read as a description. The Hebrew could be read as a prescription. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha. You will return, or you are obligated to return. They're both true. They're both correct ways of reading the Pasuk according to the Ramban. We're both told that we must return to Hashem, and we're also told that we will return to Hashem. And coming to the Ramban, V'nemra b'loshon ha-beinoni, the Torah deliberately presents this concept of tshuva using this in-between language, this language of v'shavta, which can be understood both as describing what will be, as well as what must be, what you are obligated to do. Again, both description and prescription. Lirmoz v'havtocha ki osid hadover lihios kein. It's hinting to us, that not only are we obligated to do tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that in the end of the day we will do tshuva. So it's an amazing thing, comes the Ramban and says that there is a mitzvah, first of all, there is a mitzvah of tshuva, and it's couched in such a way in the Torah to not only tell us that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, but there's a promise that Klal Yisrael will certainly do tshuva be'achris hayomim, at the end of days. That's interesting to compare and contrast both of these statements of the Ramban with statements in the Rambam. The Rambam's position on whether or not there's a mitzvah to do tshuva is one that has created a lot of discussion in the later Achronim. When the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, describes the mitzvah to do tshuva, he says there's a mitzvah that when one does tshuva, he should be misvada. He needs to verbalize his confession of the sin which he has committed. So what does that mean? So the Minchas Chinuch famously understands the Rambam to mean that there is no mitzvah of tshuva per se. Perhaps the reason there's no mitzvah of tshuva is based on an idea that the Meshech Chochma writes in next week's parasha in Vayelech, asked the Meshech Chochma, how can there be a mitzvah of tshuva? I don't understand. Tshuva means that you have to go back and fix the things that you did wrong. If you're doing averos, you have to stop doing the averos and go back and do mitzvahs. Well, that's always true. You don't need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell you that. We always know that you're supposed to not do averos and you're supposed to do mitzvahs. Why do you need a special mitzvah for that? Rather, the Rambam's understanding, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is that there's no mitzvah of doing tshuva per se. What the Torah is outlining is a specific form that tshuva has to take. Meaning, it's not sufficient for a person just to decide, you know what, I've done averos, it's time to stop doing averos and start doing mitzvahs. That's not sufficient. You need to express and to confess the averos which the person has done as part of the process of erasing those averos. So in other words, it's a format that the Torah gives us in order to you know, to make the tshuva effective, not so much that there's a mitzvah per se to do tshuva. So the Rambam clearly disagrees with that understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says over here that there is a mitzvah to do tshuva. If a person, is doing averos, there is a positive mitzvah in addition to stopping the averos which the person is doing. There's a positive mitzvah for the person to engage in the act of doing tshuva. I guess one can ask on the Ramban the essential question that the Meshech Chachma poses: Why then do I need a mitzvah of doing tshuva? If we're never allowed to do averos, we're always commanded to do mitzvahs. So why do you need a specific mitzvah of tshuva to get the person to stop doing averos and to start doing mitzvahs? That's always what he's supposed to be doing. What exactly is the mitzvah of tshuva? The mitzvah of tshuva means, you know, do what's right. I don't need a specific mitzvah to do that. I'm always commanded, you know, to do what's right. Perhaps one way to understand it is an idea that Rav Kook emphasizes in his Sefer Oros HaTshuva. Rav Kook writes that the idea of tshuva is not simply to try to erase the averos that a person has done, but a person is supposed to constantly be looking to be an even higher spiritual person than the person is right now. A person is always supposed to be looking to go up in Madrega, to go up in his spiritual level. It's not just a question of don't do averos, but look at yourself and see how can you improve the quality of the person you are now to even higher levels. So that's a constant mitzvah of tshuva that the person has. Tshuva not in the sense of rejecting averos. That's obvious that you're supposed to stop doing averos if you're doing averos. It's obvious that if you're neglecting to do mitzvahs, you should start doing mitzvahs. But you have to constantly be looking at yourself and seeing how can I improve on the level of ruchnius that I have currently and make it even better. So that's one point that that's noteworthy about the Ramban that seems to be perhaps at odds with one understanding of the Rambam. There's another idea, however, that the Ramban puts out over here, which perhaps fits together very nicely with the Rambam. The Ramban writes that the Torah expresses the mitzvah of tshuva in such a way so as to say that Klal Yisrael are guaranteed that at the end of days when Moshiach comes, we're going to do tshuva. V'shavtot Hashem Elokecha is not simply a mitzvah, but it's also a promise. Not only must you return to Hashem, but you will return to Hashem. It's a guarantee, it's a promise that you will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this idea, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, is implicit in the Rambam as well, although the Rambam's not as explicit about it as the Ramban is, because the Rambam paskins on the one hand that one of the yesodos ha'emunah, one of the foundations of our faith, one of the yud gimel ikrei emunah, is that we believe in Moshiach is going to come. That's right. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema b'vias ha-Moshiach. It's one of the 13 principles of faith. And the Rambam also paskins that ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva, that the geula is only going to come when and if Klal Yisrael do tshuva. So Rav Soloveitchik poised the following disturbing question. If Klal Yisrael don't do tshuva, so Moshiach won't come. Chas v'sholom, but that's what the Rambam says. En Yisrael nigalon elu b'tshuva. Moshiach's only going to come, the geula is only going to come if we do tshuva. So being that we have free will, who says we're going to do tshuva? And if that's the case, how can we make it an ikar ha'emunah? How could it be a foundation of our faith to believe that Moshiach's coming? I mean, if we're honest, so Moshiach's coming is dependent on our doing tshuva. And who's to say that we're going to do tshuva? So if that's the case, who's to say that Moshiach is going to come? Right? If it's up to us, who says we're going to do a good enough job in order to bring Moshiach? If you told me that Moshiach is going to come irrespective of what we do, so you can tell me I have an obligation to believe that Moshiach is going to come. But if you tell me that Moshiach's coming is dependent on our actions, who says that we're going to be up to, that we're going to make the cut? And you saw Nigal and Elabit Shuvah. So Soloveitchik said, what you see from this Rambam, when you connect all the dots, is that the Rambam is saying that part of our belief in the coming of Moshiach is also a belief in the fact that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. We feel 100% confident that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva b'achris hayomim. If we didn't feel that confident, it would not be possible for us to say that we believe wholeheartedly b'emuna shleim on the coming of Mashiach. Our belief in the coming of Mashiach is implicitly a belief in the fact that Klal Yisrael are going to do tshuva. So that approach from Soloveitchik, where he says that all of that is implicit in the Rambam, that's actually explicit in the Ramban. The Ramban says explicitly, black on white, in one line, that that's what the Torah is telling us. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a havtocha. It's a promise. Ki osir adover lios kein. That, you know, we're certainly going to do tshuva in the end of days. V'yatam. So continuing in the Ramban. V'yatam lemor ki im yanidachacha v'kzei ha-shomoyim. V'ato b'yad ho'amim. Tuchal lo shuva l'Hashem. What the psukim are spelling out over here, when the Torah says that the mitzvah of tshuva is lo niflesi mimcha velo rechokohi, that the mitzvah of tshuva is not something too beyond you or too difficult for you, that's directly following up on the psukim that appeared in the previous section of the Torah, where the Torah describes that the Jewish people are going to be far flung among all the nations of the world. So says the Ramban, you might think that the fact that we are so spread out in Golus, and the fact that we are so suffering in Golus, and the fact that we are so subjugated to the nations of the world, would preclude us from doing tshuva. Maybe we could only do tshuva if we're concentrated in one place. Maybe we could only do tshuva if it was easy to be in Galus and we would take for granted that we'd be able to observe our religion. But the fact that we're so spread out, and the fact that because we're spread out, we've been thinned out, and the fact that we're so subject to persecution, there's so many things that we might say, how is it possible to do tshuva? To put it in the American context, again, the Ramban was, you know, living in the 1200s in Spain, but this line in the Ramban very much foreshadows the American experience. We really expect that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its entirety. Upwards of 90% of American Jewry are very, very far from a life of Torah mitzvahs. And the statistics don't seem to be getting any better in that regard. So let's be realistic. Realistically, do we really think that 90% of American Jewry is going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And yet the Torah says yes. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that Klal Yisrael as an entirety is going to return to Hashem, is going to return to the path of Torah mitzvahs. How on earth could that be? That's impossible. So to respond to that, the Torah says, no, lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokohi. The possibility of Klal Yisrael as a whole, not just the individual, the possibility of Klal Yisrael as a whole doing tshuva is not beyond the scope of our imagination. It's not a fantasy. It's not something that could never, ever be. Ein hadover niflo v'rochok mimcha. The possibility of Klal Yisrael doing tshuva is not something that's so far away and so beyond us. Avol korov eilecho ma'od la'soso b'chol eisu b'chol makom. Tshuva is something which is accessible. We could do it at any time, and we could do it at any place. And again, the Ramban, I believe, is speaking both to the individual and to the collective. The individual might say, how can I possibly come back and do tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm so sinful, I've fallen so far, I don't have the ability to come back. No. You always have the ability to come back. That's the meaning of this last stitch in the psukim, that beficha uvelvavcha la'asoso, the ability to perform this mitzvah of tshuva is in your mouth and in your heart. What does that mean? So in your mouth, says the Ramban, is vidui. It's confession. She is vadu es avonam, yes avon avosam b'fiem. that Klal Yisrael will confess their sins and the sins of their forefathers verbally. So that's beficha. V'yashuvu bilibam el Hashem. And they will return in their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's bilivavcha. So in other words, tshuva is a two-step process, says the Ramban. You confess the sins, and then inside of you, you resolve that you're going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kablu aleim hayom hatara la'asosa ledoros. Kasher hizkir ato vonecha b'cholavavcha kasher pirashti. And the last step, the second step of doing tshuva, the part of tshuva that's in our hearts, is that we accept upon ourselves that we're going to follow the Torah, not just ourselves, but the future generations. And that, says the Ramban, is implicit in Pasuk Beis that we had before, that, again, according to the Ramban, is the main Pasuk that describes what tshuva is. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamato b'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ato uvonecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. You and your children, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. What do my children have to do with my doing tshuva? I did averos, I did sins. Okay, so I should fix those sins and resolve to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you dragging my kids into the picture? So that's the Ramban writes. Back in Pasuk Beis, Shetashuv el Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, you'll return to Hashem with all your heart and all your soul, v'tekabel olecha v'albonecha l'dorosam la'asos k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. True tshuva has to be not only a resolution for the person himself to do what's right, true tshuva is about resolving that one is going to raise one's own children to do what's right as well. Tshuva, even for the individual, is not for the individual alone. Tshuva is about influencing and impacting on the way that you act, but also having that influence and that impact on one's children. And he quotes a pasuk from Sefer Ezra, Kasher Osu Begula Hashenis, when Klal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael, under the leadership of Ezra Nehemiah, the Pasuk says, Nehemiah, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed, Uvoim ba'ala uvishvua, Lalechas besoras ho Elokim, Asher nesana biyad Moshe, Eved ho Elokim, Velishmar, Velasos, es kol mitzvos, Hashem Adonenu, Mishpatav, Vechukov. We're taking upon ourselves with a vow, say the Jews who are returning to Eretz Yisrael, that we are going to accept the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu as binding upon ourselves, and the understanding is that's going to be binding not only upon ourselves, but on our children as well. So that's an integral part of the mitzvah of tshuva, says the Ramban, that one has to not only resolve to be a better person oneself, but resolve that one is going to lead one's children in the derech hayosha, in the proper sense, in the proper way of the Torah. So that's particularly apt, you know, as we're standing here a little bit more than a week before Rosh Hashanah, the Zman, where tshuva is very much in the air, that the Torah at its very end is reminding us that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, that the mitzvah of tshuva is something that is not impossible, even when it seems impossible, it's doable, it's something that we're able to carry off, and the mitzvah of tshuva is something which pertains not only to us, but includes a resolution to raise our children b'derech HaTorah as well, to try to be a source of influence on those beyond just ourselves, to get them to follow the derech Hashem in the right way as well. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Rotza HaKodesh